We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome to Proof to Product. Today, my friend Kristen Lay of Thimble Press is back on the show. You may remember Kristen from episode 4 of Proof to Product, where we talked about how she fell into business backwards, and she shared some tips on partnerships and collaborations. We recorded that episode in early 2017, and since then, Kristen has been through a lot of soul searching and transitions in both her business and her personal life, details which she shares today. On today's episode, Kristen bravely shares why she let go of all of her sales reps, her 15 employees, why she downsized her warehouse and office space, and she discontinued over 100 SKUs in the Thimble Press line. Kristen not only shares her journey of reevaluating what she wanted to get out of her business, but also how she implemented those changes. Today's episode is a heartfelt one, full of advice, wisdom, and encouragement for anyone feeling stuck in their business or worried about the changes they need to make. Friends, remember, this is your business. You set the rules, and at any time, you can decide to go a different way. I hope Kristen's story helps you, and I hope you enjoy it. Kristen, welcome back to Proof to Product. There is so much I want to dive into with you today, friend. But first, let me tell you how happy I am to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So much has changed in your business and your personal life since we last talked here on the show. I was looking at the show notes. You were on episode 4 of Proof to Product, and we recorded that in the beginning of 2017. And at that time, you had 15 employees, a 7,000 square foot warehouse, 2 brick and mortar locations. You were working with sales reps throughout the country. Your products were in 1,500 stores internationally, and you were working on large partnerships and collaborations. From the outside looking in, it looked like you were living the dream, but what did it feel like on the inside to you personally?
So I don't think on the inside I even registered what was going on in my life. I think it just, everything was swirling and happening around me. I knew it was happening. I don't think I even gave myself time. I mean, this is before our huge, we talked before the huge Hallmark home launch, and before, this is before the Target launch. I mean, all of that was swirling. Right. And it felt good that all I was achieving, but at the same time, I wasn't taking time to even have moments of self-reflection to say, how are you? Are you doing okay? Is this too much? It was keep, go, 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 keep achieving, keep achieving, keep achieving. And so I don't think I even registered like how I was functioning in my daily life until I had a really big thing happen in May of that year that kind of sent me spiraling out of control mentally, going, what am I doing? And is this what I want to be doing? And what happened was we ended up getting hacked. And I'm very open and honest about that now. And it was such a terrible experience. We lost a boatload of money. I mean, I went through months of dealing with trying to, you know, get the FBI involved, trying to get local police involved. And basically at the end of the day, I'm not going to get into all the details of it.
Of course.
I never was able to recover the money. And I had always lived in this mindset of open hands, like ready to receive. And then my mindset shifted to closed fist. What's going on with my life? What's happening? You know, and from there, I had to take out loans to be able to recoup the money so that I could, you know, and then we had to come up with the money to get the actual shipment of product in.
Right.
It was crazy. It was the month before it happened. I had experienced one of the largest, I would say, highs in my professional career, which was having all of your products and art in every Target across the world.
Right.
That was such a high. To the next month, the lowest low of my professional career. And I'm not going to lie, it was a really hard season. And you walked through a lot of that with me. Yeah. And you saw a lot of that and the trauma and the struggle. And it was a dark time. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, I'm supposed to have this business that's bright and colorful and celebrates. And I'm sitting here depressed and sad because of what's happened in my business. And I got to a point, I was so sad that I was like, all I can do is pray and move forward. And I started to really evaluate, what do I actually want? And I think I finally realized for the longest time, I had really looked to the world to say what is successful. I had looked at other business models to say what I should be doing. I had looked at everybody else except for me to say, what do you want? And realizing that was a big eye-opener for me. And so I began this journey of really redefining what I wanted Thimble Press to be. And it was, and you saw me walk through all of it.
I did. And we don't need to share all the nitty gritty details with everyone here because I know it was a really tough time for you. But just what came first, the personal shift or the work shift? You know what I mean?
I think.
Like, what was the first thing you did to kind of like recalibrate yourself?
Yeah, because it was a really big head game. You know, it was like, what's going on? But now I look back on those moments and I'm like, I'm so thankful that happened in my life. Like, I'm so much happier in my life right now and where my business is. Like, and I would have never said that in that moment. Heck no. I would have been like, why is this happening to me?
of course.
But I think the first thing that came was just the understanding that I have to put one foot in front of the other. And the biggest thing was work. I felt the Lord calling me to get back to why I started, get back to the beginning. Why did I start this business? What drove me, not what the world said this business was, what drove me to start this business? And at the end of the day, like, I just want to make people happy. I just love to make products. I love to draw art. I love to create, and I love to create joy in other people's lives. That was my why. And then I really started to look at the financials and say, okay, like all these people that I've working for me, what's going on? Like digging into that, because I think for the longest time I was so busy working so much. I was hiring left and right. Were these people really necessary for my team? Were they really supposed to be on my team for Thimble Press? Like, what were they bringing to the table?
Yeah.
And so evaluating that, going through all of our, every little teeny expense from, you know, paper, copy paper to supplies, looking at our product offerings, what is our best of our best product offerings, going through that. And then really feeling like I want to scale this down so that I can grow other areas of business that I've always wanted to do.
Yes.
So I took a huge leap and got rid of all of our sales reps across the country, which was a big jump for me. And definitely a loss of revenue. But at the same time, that's a whole other brain to process all that. Because I thought, I want to grow licensing. I want to start KristenLay.com. And I want to do my business how I want to do it, not how everyone else wants me to do it. And I know it sounds crazy to say that. I think people say, well, it is your business. Why didn't you just do your business the way you wanted to do it? But I think in the world we live in, we get so caught up in what people are doing on social media, like what they're, and I want to say I'm brave and strong and never fall prey to that, but everybody falls prey to that. If you say you haven't, you've probably fallen prey to it the most. Like, I mean, it's just the world we live in, and what we see are beautiful pictures. We don't see the things behind those photos. We don't see the functions, the in and out movements of a company. We don't see what's going on. And so from the outside looking in, Thimble Press looked like we were just rocking and rolling, and we were, but truthfully, the head of the Thimble Press, me, was spinning out. I was doing
too many things.
And I've always believed you can do all the things, you just can't do them all at once. And what I was doing them all at once. So what does that mean? I'm not doing them all really well. So yep. I wrote down, like, what do I really want to get down to? Like, what do I want to, what's important to me? What's most important to me are my customers, my retailers, those relationships.
Yep.
And so by me taking wholesale back in-house, I'm able to have those relationships again. I'm able to speak directly. Our team, whoever is working with me, is able to speak directly with our retailers. What's working for you in your store? What's not working for you in your store? What do you see? What do you want to try? Let's try some products. Like having that one-on-one conversation. And I remember when I first started doing that, retailers would be like, wait, who is this?
Right. I got Kristen on the phone here.
Wait, what? And I mean, I would sit on the phone with some retailers for 30 minutes talking about life, because you know what? It wasn't about, let me get off the phone and quickly get your credit card. No, it's about what's going on in our world, in our economy. Let me talk. What's working for you? Having those conversations. Let me hear about your life. Because at the end of the day, it all boils down to relationships. It really, really does.
Yes.
And,
oh my gosh,
yes. And fostering beautiful relationships. I remember calling a customer, hey, we're out of this product, you know, and then I ended up talking to her for 30 minutes about life and what's going on with her. She's an author, making connections. That is, I mean, that's the beauty of why I do what I do. So
yep.
Bringing that all back in-house just made so much sense for my soul and who I am. It may not make sense to everybody else that owns a company, but it made sense for me.
Yeah. I want to go back real quick. I love that you reevaluated your why as the first step in this, because I 100% agree with you. It is easy to get wrapped up in feeling like you're chasing the next thing in your business, that you're just hustling and growing and all of that. But we have to constantly, or at least regularly, not constantly, we need to regularly be reassessing why we're doing this to make sure that we are on the right path and we're focused on the right things.
Right. Exactly.
So you stopped that cycle by reevaluating your why. You took a hard look at your numbers, which I think is a brilliant next step of what is necessary here. What do we still need? What can we scale back on? I also want to address the fact that when we're chasing that next thing and hustling, like, it is easy to layer in new team members, layer in new products, just because we think that's what we need to be doing. And so for you to like peel back the onion and look at it of like, what are my expenses? What are these people? Like, I'm sure you had great friendships and loyalties to these people, and it was a very tough decision to remove those people from your team and to let go of your sales reps.
Oh,
but at the same time,
so it was really hard to let people go. It was excruciating. It was because I like to say I'm a reformed people pleaser. I just want to see people happy. But I will say that is all part of my growth as a human. Having to walk through that has made me stronger and a better boss, a better human. And it really does. Everything we walk through prepares us for something greater. And, but man, it was hard. Yeah, it was hard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just to recap the changes, you let go of your sales reps, you reduced your team significantly, you reduced the space that you were in, you moved your space.
Oh, yeah. We got rid of one whole building. Now we just have one building. We had two buildings that were connected. So we basically got rid of half of our space.
Yeah.
I learned how to be a pro organizer.
Yes, you did. But how, like, once you started making some of these shifts, did it get easier to then keep continuing to streamline it further down so you could get back to your core of what you wanted?
Oh my gosh, it was like ripping a Band-Aid off. I was like, it felt like, oh my gosh, this is going to hurt so bad to do these changes. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But then when you do it, you're like, dang, why didn't I do that forever ago? I was like, why did I wait so long to do this? Why did I wait to make these changes? But again, things happen for a reason. And man, it felt like I was taking weights off my shoulders. It felt so good. And now I'm just continually looking at my business, even my life. How can I streamline everything? And go back and reevaluate those systems, and then reevaluate them again. And not to where you're like literally crazy, but you can really save so much money and you can really make your processes so much easier if you're constantly revisiting them, or maybe a yearly review or something like that. Where you're going through and, is this working for me? Is it not working for me? One of the biggest tools you gave me is the time, heart, money tool, you know. How much time am I spending on it? How much money am I bringing in? Is this worth it? Like, heart wise, like,
Yeah.
Going through that, that's been a big, I do that probably every month. Just like, where's my money coming in? What do I love to do? My passion? Like, what's my why?
Yep.
And then, you know, where's my huge time investments?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you lay it out with those three factors, at least with me and what I've done with my clients, it's so clear to see where you should be spending your time, right? Like, if it's not taking up a whole lot of time and it's not draining you, you know, emotionally and with your heart, and it's still making good money, like, that's where you need to be spending your time. But if it's not making money and it's a drain on your energy and it's costing you a lot of time, well, then let's cut it out and focus on things that really fire you up.
Right. And truthfully, in that process is where KristenLay.com was born out of, because I walked through so much craziness. I mean, the things Thimble Press achieved in under 5-6 years, people go for a lifetime.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the way it, I don't want to say crash down, because it didn't crash down, but the way
it did not.
It in did my not. Heart, I felt like it did.
You're too close to it, girl. It did not crash.
I know. But the way it just, of the ebbs and flows and the things I learned and walked through and what I've walked through with successes. And that's the thing, when you're in a hard place, you don't see all the success, true success, the in hard work that you've put into your company. And so when I started working at KristenLay.com, which is where I work and mentor clients, you know, coaching, I have my, you know, resources, all those things on there. At first I was really having the, what do they call it? Where you don't feel like
imposter syndrome.
Thank you. Major imposter syndrome. I was like, I can't do this. Look at what I've walked through. I've walked through so much pain. And I remember you were one of them. You're like, Kristen, look at all you've done. Look at what you've done in your business. Like, and look at how you've been walking through these transitions. Like, that is gold. And so being able to take that work, that was a huge birth of what came out of 2017 was KristenLay.com. Mm-hmm. And it's been one of my most cherished heart passion projects of my life. Like, I love working with female entrepreneurs. It's just, it brings me so much joy. And I think if I can prevent one person from walking through that struggle that I walked through, like, let's rock and roll. Like, if help you market your business more effectively, if I can help you have more revenue streams, but not where you're pulling your hair out, like, let's do that. And if I can show you how to license your artwork, like, let's do that. And so, and then another thing I walked into was signing on with an agent who I'd been working with and known for years, but we've never actually worked together. So she met me at my first wholesale show in Chicago in 2013, and we became friends in every market. We would eat out together and whatnot. And then when I was making these big transitions, I thought, I need to bring people on who have experience, know-how, they're self-motivated. And so working with her, I started doing that in 2018, and it has been amazing because I love art. I love to create. So being able to utilize those, my skills of creativity and, you know, pen to paper and lettering and being able to do that and have a whole different revenue stream was so appealing to me. And that's what I want to do. So I really diversified my revenue streams between Thimble Press, licensing, and KristenLay. And so shrinking back Thimble Press, why did we start? What's the best of the best of our products that we offer? That's what we need to be selling. What is our top products? And really focusing on weeding out what's not working for us instead of just leaving it in and just going. It's kind of like that statement my graphic design professor told me years ago. She said, you're defined by your weakest piece.
Mm.
So get rid of that and sell your best of your best.
Sell your best. Okay. So how much product did you discontinue?
Oh, I've gotten rid of over 100 SKUs at this point.
Wow.
And it's, again, it's not going to happen all at once. If you have lots of inventory and some of it still makes sense and it's still selling, I'm not saying go burn all your inventory that doesn't sell.
No.
Not saying that, but it's a gradual process. So I started looking at all my numbers, what products sold. We had some products that were in our lineup that hadn't sold in 2 years. And I was like, out. out. So where can I, and what I do is any products we discontinue, I then use that for giveaways. I put those in customer orders as little happies. We do it for donations. We give it away to schools. We find a way to reuse it to where we're not just throwing it in a dumpster and lighting that on fire, where we're utilizing it again. So we're just recycling it in a new way. It's just not going to be sold. It's going to be given. But people love happies. They love giveaways, all that stuff. So but it's a gradual process. I mean, I started doing that in 2017 and we're 2 years later. So, I mean, it doesn't all happen at once just because a lot of the products that may have not sold a ton, but they still sold, they're still on our website because we have a lot of inventory. And I'm just being very honest. We have a lot of inventory and they still sell. They still sell. So I'm not going to get rid of them all at once. And some of it's like, once it's gone, you know, kind of thing. Some products we're continuing to make. Of course, our confetti is amongst the top. Anything confetti related, state flowers, anything state flower related does really well. So again, reviewing what we sell and when we develop new products, let's start with what sells really well for us. How can we expand upon that? So,
and I want to go back to like you diving into your numbers for the business as a whole, for the product categories and what's selling, the sales data there, that enables you to make educated, confident decisions for your business. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about this with one of my coaching clients too, of like, go back through and see which stores haven't ordered in a year. Look at your, you know, your inventory and see what's been selling, what hasn't, you know, like these are the types of things we need to know. So then we know what to do for the future. And that's not always an easy process. I mean, you have already admitted that it took you a while to figure out what to remove, what to peel back. So just for anyone listening, I want to encourage you, like, know those numbers, but take your time with them and allow them to help you make decisions.
Yeah. And a lot, like, don't put yourself into shock by trying to do all these changes at once. Like, give yourself grace. Like, because at the same time I was doing all this, I was also working on myself personally.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, because if you don't take care of yourself and put yourself first and your health and your wellness, how are you going to successfully run a company? And I hadn't. Yeah. I hadn't. I mean, in the 8 years, well, 7 years, six and a half at that point that I'd run ThimblePress, I'd gained 80 pounds. Again, and it's not about weight. It's about feeling good.
Right,
I didn't
health.
Feel good. Mm-hmm. I was getting sick all the time. I wasn't taking time to reflect and meditate and go to therapy. And again, this is just what I did. I'm not saying everyone go do this, but this is what I did.
Right.
I got back in touch with who I am, what I really wanted out of life, which is I just want to be happy. I really don't want to kill myself working because I remember on one of those hard days, I thought, if it all ended today, I know it's a little heavy to say that, but if it all ended today, would all that craziness, would all that spinning out have been worth it?
Right.
And I just thought, no, like, what was I chasing? What was I chasing? And a lot of times we're subconsciously trying to prove ourselves and it's usually deals with, not to get all therapy on anyone, but goes back to childhood and stuff like that. But for me, you know, I was chasing what? What was I chasing? Wanting to be seen by people, wanting to be loved by people, so digging into who I am and my motivations and what I really want out of life changed everything. I started taking care of myself. I started going to therapy. I started meditating, prayer, devotion. I mean, I would spend the first 2 hours of my day in meditation and prayer. And now I don't spend as long doing that anymore. I probably should, but filling those gaps that for years I had missed. And stress, what it does to your body, it is one of the cruelest diseases because it can, and we don't talk about that a lot, it can wreak havoc on your body. And getting healthy, feeling my best. So I started working out. I started eating healthier. I lost 50 pounds. Then I ended up started dating. Then I dated someone, gained 20 back. Fell in love. Bill would love that I'm mentioning him right now. You know, for 11 years, I wasn't in a relationship. And I'm not saying a relationship is for everyone, but, you know, It's because, and I feel like I am now dating this man because I finally was able to walk in freedom with who I am and what I want. And yeah. I think for years, I just had a very close, like, F off sign on my face. And I really do.
I would argue you did not, but I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, but, I do.
And people listening may be like, she is bonkers, but.
No, not at all.
But, you know, I think finally opening myself up to having this, what I considered a better life, enabled me to open up to someone else. And
well, instead of chasing the things you thought you needed to chase, mm-hmm. the taking the steps you thought you needed to have this business that you wanted to have, like you stripped it back down and said, what do I want? Not just in my business, but in my personal life. What do I want to be spending my free time on? You know, again, it's so easy as an entrepreneur to just let your business suck away your time and energy and like any ounce of energy we have, I guess.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy to do that.
Yes.
Because when you love what you do, you just want to keep doing it. And when you start achieving, you get those little tick marks of, oh, I'm achieving. This is amazing. And it feels good to your brain to be seen and loved and heard. And it feels good to achieve. And then you can, it kind of becomes like a drug and you just want to keep achieving.
And then you stop and go, wait a minute, what did I create here?
Yes,
I need to change.
Exactly.
This.
Exactly. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay. So, you know, when we talked last, the bulk of your business revenue came from wholesale, retail, and partnerships. But it sounds like you've diversified this and changed things up a little bit. So what are your top three revenue generators now?
It's still wholesale. Wholesale is still one of our top revenue generators. And then licensing, and then art licensing, and KristenLay.com. So having that in. But again, I've created, I feel like, a more balanced way of being. And I'm not, you know, I was spinning my wheels doing things for Thimble Press because I saw other companies doing them that I thought and I should do, but they weren't actually bringing in any money. They weren't doing, so I was spending energy and taking on new projects and doing all these things because I thought I was supposed to do it. So now I'm diverting all that wasted energy that really wasn't doing anything for Thimble Press into licensing and Kristen Lay. And so I'm not really necessarily working any, I'm working less than I was. I'm going to sleep at a normal hour. I'm waking up. I know, right? I'm living a healthier life and I'm working less and it's great. And I love
That's a really important lesson that I want to reiterate. You felt the need to do things because, and I've felt this way in the past, many of our listeners, I'm sure, but you felt the need to do things because you saw other people doing them. You saw other successful businesses doing them. And that, like, friends listening, is not the way to build your business.
No. I mean, I was like, yes, I need to be blogging every day. Like, I need to be
doing. Kristen, that was not a knock on you, by the way. It's just all of us.
Dude, everybody does it. That's why I said it. Like, and again, if you say you don't do it, you're probably the one doing it the most. But I'm just kidding. But everybody does it, even if it's little things here and there. That's called influence, people. Hello, there's influencers on Instagram. I mean, they're there for a reason. People listen to other people. I mean, that's just what happens. But what my biggest advice is, before you start investing energy into things in your business, evaluate it. Think about, is it going to bring money in? Does it make sense for my target market? Does it make sense for my why? Does it make sense for who our person is that we're selling products to? Like all these things. Why don't go just dumping energy into things without walking through the journey of how it will impact your person. And when I say your person, your customer. Like, do not. It's a waste of time. Just like when people say, like, you're wasting energy on that, you're by being upset. Same thing. You're wasting energy by doing things you don't need to be doing for your business that make no sense. You don't have to have that custom tape just because XYZ company has it and spent $3,000 on it. Use freaking paper tape or clear tape. Like, where, again, little things.
Yeah.
But that make big impacts. And that was a very small thing, but.
No, but I know what you mean. It's easy to overthink. It's easy to fall into this comparison trap. It's easy to try to keep up with the Joneses in our business. And really, I also want to say that it's easy to do that at the beginning when you're just starting out because you kind of,
you're grasping
it's exciting.
At straws.
You're grasping at straws, trying to figure out what your thing is and how you're going to do this thing. But it especially happens when you're further down the journey, when you're, you know, 5 years in or so, because then you've probably seen some success, you've had some traction, but it's like, what's my next step? And you, so again, reassessing that why and all those questions you just shared, I think is a really brilliant, brilliant thing to do when you're going to unlock, like create anything new and release it to the world.
And things are going to come and happen, and you're still going to have moments where you want to pull your hair out, even in the, when you've reevaluated things time and time again. And I've just had to learn to take things a day at a time, like a day at a time, and breathe. And breathing is one of the best things you can do. But I really am of the mentality of you don't have to kill yourself to love what you do and be successful at all in your own mind. Like you do not have to kill yourself working. And hustling smart, not hard.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, running business is hard work. You can't change that, but you can change your mentality of how you approach things, and you get to choose. I know I always say this, you set the rules for your business. You get to decide what you move forward on. And that is such an empowering thing that we need to remind ourselves about. So, Kristen, how has your definition of success changed for you? How do you define it now?
Freedom. I mean, and that sounds so crazy, but I think before all this happened to me, I was chained to the day-to-day of life and spinning out. And now I have this better understanding of myself and life, and I am living life outside of work. And that is success to me.
Well, what do you have coming up? What are you focusing on for 2020? Tell us more about KristenLay.com too.
Yeah. So we have KristenLay.com is going to be expanding. We're hopefully going to be launching online courses in 2020, doing more in-person workshops. We did a bunch of in-person workshops in 2018 and early 2019. They all sold out, which was awesome. And we had such great response to them. I am also planning, we're launching another line of products with Ecolo. They're one of our licensing partners, which is great. We have more towels that will be going into Dillard's next summer. We're still working with Hallmark. We have lots of licensing projects in queue, a lot that I can't talk about, but a lot that are really exciting and things I've been wanting to do forever. And it's really cool to be able to walk in this season and see all this new change and new things happening within my business and my life. So, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, friend, like, I am so proud of you, and you are so brave for walking through all of that. And, you know, you spent all this time building up something that you thought was what you wanted, and then you were brave in essentially tearing it down and rebuilding it to what you truly wanted, you know, once you took some time to reflect. And that is not an easy thing to do. That was a very difficult journey for you. I know that just because we're friends, but also, you know, anyone doing that, it's going to be hard. So one, I want to acknowledge that and give you kudos because, you know, following through with something that you truly believe in and making those tough changes, that is not easy. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Yeah. And just thank you too for being willing to share your story here. I think it's really important that people hear what it's like as you continue to grow a business and get further down in the journey and how you do have to make these tough decisions.
Well, and I'll say this. It's, I think a lot of life is shaped by our unsung moments, the moments we don't share. And I think sometimes I feel like there's going to be someone listening to this that needs that permission because they can't give themselves that permission. They need someone else to give them permission to change the way they're operating their business so that they can stop spinning out. And I'm here to tell you, girl, guy, you have that permission. You give it to yourself because your life is worth fighting for. Don't lose it to your business.
Thank you, Kristen. That was super powerful. Where can people find you online, to on your website or on social media?
Yeah. So again, thimblepress.com and then Kristen Lay, KristenLey.com. And then all of our social links you can find from the website. But again, they're Kristen Lay and Thimble Press on Instagram.
Awesome. We will be sure to include those in the show notes so people can find you there. Thank you, friend, for your time and for sharing your story with us.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Hey friends, I have some exciting news. Our Paper Camp Conference for 2020 is open for enrollment. I am only hosting one conference, one in-person Paper Camp program in 2020, and tickets are selling pretty quickly. We'll be meeting in Los Angeles at the end of February to talk about selling wholesale, building out your catalog and sales tools, marketing to retail shops, including emails and social media, and how to exhibit at trade shows. It is everything I wish I had known when I jumped into wholesale in 2008. If you want to see your products lining the shelves of your favorite shops, big or small, I invite you to join us for our Paper Camp Conference, February 25th and 26th, 2020. You can get all the details online at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.